never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is my former colleague here at WIPR, Dominique Maria Bonessi, who covers Maryland for WAMU Radio. Dominique, good to see you.
Hi.
So you want to talk about a book called Three Daughters of Eve by Elif Shafak. This is an author and a book I'm not familiar with. What's it about?
Yes. So the book takes place in Istanbul, a place that I have been to. I actually got it as a gift from my brother for my birthday or Christmas. I can't quite remember. He actually heard about it on NPR, surprisingly enough. And so it's about this character named Peri. Peri is a woman who lives in Istanbul with her husband and her daughter. And she's at a dinner party one night, and then she continues to sort of go back in time to her days when she went to school at Oxford for a little bit, but actually never finished. And you learn throughout the story why she never finished Oxford, the reasons she, you know, felt so strongly about her faith and her religion. And the book really does give a very introspective look at various different ways in which Muslim women look at their faith and look at who they are through their faith.
Yeah, and Elif Shafak is a Turkish woman, and she is really a big deal in Turkey. I mean, she's the number one selling author in that country.
Yes, she is. The book really captures what is so interesting about Turkey on the global scale. You know, the party that Peri is at in the beginning, there's a New York Times reporter there. There's someone from Saudi Arabia. There's someone from Europe. There's someone who's born and bred in Turkey. And, you know, Istanbul itself is a city that's a very interesting city, and you get to learn about Istanbul in the story as well. Istanbul is a city that it lies on two continents, Europe and Asia, and it's just such a large, expansive city that, you know, when you're there, you can see out on these cliffs of these beautiful mosques everywhere, and it really made me feel like I was back in Turkey when I was reading it. I was there for 3 months reporting, and I absolutely fell in love with it, and I thought that this book was such a great way to kind of relive all those memories.
Now, I happen to know that you speak three languages. You're fluent in English, Spanish, and Arabic. Mm-hmm. Do you read in Spanish and Arabic as well as English?
So my mom really, really needs me to read in Spanish. And I do read the news in Spanish. I listen to BBC Arabic a lot. Really, it's a daunting task to keep up with all three at the same time. But recently, my mom actually gave me another book called Cuando Era Puertorriqueña. I'll hopefully be reading that one soon. That's entirely in Spanish. I have read in Spanish before, Jorge Ramos, Tierra de Todos. So I try to keep up with it.
Dominique Maria Bonessi covers Maryland for WAMU Radio in Washington. She is recommending Three Daughters of Eve by Elif Shafak. Dominique, thanks so much. Good to see you.
Thanks, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.